Okay.
Now, okay.
Okay. Here we go. So, let's just deal with the words here. The RFLP Shemotzonu lehim, that's the Chachmei HaMeseder, the Matik Yashmua, Loshen Acher B'Gemara Sanhedrin, V'Omrom Kol HaMachzik B'Machlekes, okay? Kol HaMachzik B'Machlekes is Oyve B'Loi Sase, okay? So here, you have to keep in mind things changed a little bit, because before we're talking about being chilek on the kahuna and machzik la'atzma, correct? And the truth is, to base the issue of chilek al kahuna on the Gemara, there's nothing in the Gemara in Sanhedrin or the Kisviyad that would support that, whether it's a shlila or whether it's ashala, that is a difference in what we're talking about. Okay? Okay, that's just the idea. But here, when he talks about the Azhola, he talks about Machlekes. Okay? When he's talking about the Shlila, he's talking about Kerch to Machzik Kunabatz. And I pointed out last week that in the Blias Oitz and what's going on there are two things. One is a Raya on Termin Hashemayim Machlekek, and the other is an Oynish. Okay? And I told you that it could be as far as the Yisrid Hadas, the Termin Hashemayim, okay? There's no Din Bechlau that you can, if someone is Kefet, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave Kuhuna to Aaron, okay? That's a kefir in Teres Moshe Rabbeinu. Although the machzeh ba'atzma do with the kfirah. So as I was saying, the machzeh ba'atzma is the isur and the oynish. That's what we're talking about. And the oynish and the kfirah are two separate things. And two separate psukim. Correct? That's what we're talking about. Now, but there's something about machlekes, which has nothing to do with this. Stam machlekes, we don't know how far it goes. Okay. So it's not real. It's just I'm an asmachta, I guess, that we'll see about this. Lo shepashti the korba kavon azeis. Okay. Now the contrast is strange, because there's a gulf between Pashi Dekor and Tophas Musa. And I don't know why he, because really what he probably wants to say is not a real drosha, but I think that the contrast is really for the V'unam, ulam, huashola al kavon zeis, hi nichleles, tachas lav sheni, kmo shevay mokoymoy. And there, it's not Pasha the Kor. Here, it's overkill. It's overkill for Kerch Vadosoi. But as far as the Avayv Mekoyim, whatever that's how it is, it's not overkill, because he's just really careful. He says it's really an Issa Deraisa, but it's Nichlal Tachas Lav Sheni. Okay? That's what we have in front of us. Okay? Okay. So first of all, I like to talk about what Hatofas Musa, throughout uses, we'll see. But the important point of the Hatofas Musa is not a drosha d'raisa, okay? In Minyan, the Shavai Mekoymo, he's going to have two parts. In Mitzis Loisase, Mimhei, he's going to talk about Kerch Vadosai, and he's going to talk about what Kmo Shevayv Mekoymo Nichlelos Tachas Lav Sheni. Okay? But let's see what this Lav Sheni is and what we're talking about. mitzvahs loisase mem hei. V'chein omrom. I'm not interested what the mitzvah is about for the moment, because that's what we know gave for the second part. I just want to know about the toughest move. V'chein omrom hamachzik b'machlokes oyve b'lav shenema v'lo yiyeh kekorach v'chadosoy. Who gam kein al derech adrash v'chein omrom hamachzik b'machlokes Aganga derech adrash. Okay. Ulfi ma shebi'alnu hachachomim hine hu shlilo lo yashova. Ki heim bi'ahu she'in ze hama'ama. That's referring to this shlilo yashova, this pasuk. Hu shakel yis'ale magid ki kol chilek שיאחרו קונו מאסק ישראל עצמוי במאש יובו מן הזמן לא ינש במאש ננש קרח לא ינש ישיב לבורת ויונו הוא ינש כשדי בשם ביד מוי שלוי ויצלוי מצרס ביומרוי למוי שיהובי נו יותך בחקכו כמו שיזבאיה בעוזיה. Okay, so what is he דרך הדרך דרש? I think he means asmachta ba'alma. Because these words, are found similarly in other places in Rambam, and you'll see what he means, okay? But then he says v'chein, and he goes on the second thing, which is nichnas tachas alav. And that v'chein is very difficult. Because only v'chein, that it's not pshuto shel mikra, but it's not v'chein the same, because one's a deraisa and one's a tofas musa and one's a asmach de ba'alma. So the comparison v'chein in Rambam here is very difficult. Now, derech drash in the psicha, in the sefer mitzvos, we learned it. V'yoyid omru al derech hadrash. Ki heyois mitzasei k'minyin oivorim. Kloima shekol eiva ve'eiva oimer lo li'odam asei b'mitzvah. U shemitzvus loisasei k'minyin mois ashona. Kloima kol yoyim v'yoyim oimer loy li'odam al tas b'aveira. So if you recall, okay, if you recall, I pointed out in Shur Shlishi, the Ram quotes this same Medrash. He doesn't say, his mashmir is real, because the medayik from that the mitzvahs are kimei shemayim ha'oretz, there's Yerusha, okay? Because the Chazal would not have made a marshal. That's not a derech hadrash. The etzem idea, what you make the marshal to, that it's the fact that it means that it's going to be forever. Okay. However, this idea that the Eivorim are mitzavos, or the Yomim are mitzavos, or Maziros, that is derech hadrash. That's not real. Okay. Okay. That's what he uses over there. Then, in Mer Nebuchim, in Chelik Beis, Perek Lamed, Umimash etzorch shetedo, v'tis'ure olov, he'le ho'ilu asher bavur lo'inema, or something, lo'inema b'yoyim hasheni kitoiv. Okay. וכבר יודעת מים החזל אשר אמרו בזה על דרך הדרש. הטיב שבוהם אומרום לפי שלוי שילמו מלאכס המים. That's what is the Yitav They're everything's derech hadrash. Everything is not real. But the best of them, this derech hadrash is this one. So it's again, it's not real. Okay? Okay. And this is referring to the Bereishis Rabba, Loma Enksi B'Sheni Kitoi, Omer B'Shmuel Bar Nachmon, Lefi Shalei Nigma Melechas HaMayim, Lefi Oksi B'Shlishi, Shnei Pom Kitoi, Echol Lemelechas HaMayim, V'Echol Lemelechas HaYoyim. Okay. Now, this is important. So it comes out according to this, that according to the Rambam, Pshuta Shemiko is a Shlila. So Pshuta Shemiko is a Shlila. There can't be a real drosha to tell you Ashara. That's going to be very important for us. Okay? What it means is that the Shoshim, Yudalit Shoshim, and I'll go over this, we'll see about this. The Yudalit Shoshim are basically, you say this Hatera, and the whole Minyan HaMitzvah is built on it. And you can't have a Drosha if the Pshuta Shomikra doesn't fulfill the Yudalit Shoshim to make something which looks like a mitzvah with a drasha. You can't have a real drasha's chazal to tell you a mitzvah, even though it's not in the minyan, if the Pshuta Shomikra is, you enjoin from Pshuta Shomikra to counting in the minyan. The Rambam has already formulated this rule in Mitzasei Chav. Because the Rambam said, I think we had a few other camps, I'll just give you one example now. The Rambam basically said in Mitzasei Chav, and it's even further than that, it's not only, I want to tell you something else, and I go a step further, it's not only a drosha. Even if it would be a Pirush HaMakubal, it couldn't be. Because remember, Pirush HaMakubal is only a Pirush. It doesn't replace Pshuta Shomikra. So I assume, and I'll tell you why I say that, because I assume in Mitzasei Chav, where the Rambam is talking about Mizbach Adom Ta'aseli, and he says, since in Pshuta Shomikra, it's only Hiro HaShoah, even though I think what he means is a Pirush HaMakubal, because it wouldn't be a Pirush HaMakubal, you're missing the Minyan HaMitzvah anyway, it doesn't have to explain anything. That you should have a Mizbeach HaMakubal HaKalka, you can't make Mizbeach a separate mitzvah. Since the Pshuta Shemikra, this is mamish amazing, see, I can understand drashas, it's not a chiddush, okay? But even if it's a Pirush HaMakubal, if it's against the Yud-Dalit Shroshim? You can't have a Pirush HaMakubal making something which is even Michlal HaMitzvah. It can't have anything to do with mitzvahs. The best it could be is HaTofas Musa. And that's basically what he's saying over there in Mitzvah Mem Hei. That since in Pshuto Shomiku it's a Shlil HaAfchid, the best it could be is Derech. Okay. Now, let me continue. That's the beginning of this. And I want to explain to you why I say this, okay? Before, at the moment, I could talk about it in terms of in terms of Mizbeach, okay? So I can say, so what I'm doing is, I find an isolated phenomenon in Shur Shlishi, Mechetesei, I can apply Shur Shmini and say that something which is not a Tzibui in Pshuto Shel Mikra, if you have a Pirush Makom, it wouldn't be a minyan. Okay? I'm telling you, and as they say in plain Yiddish, it's gezapt. You know? So I want to prove it to you. Okay? With last week's parasha. Okay? And the Rambam. Listen to this. Let's start with Ramban. Ramban, mitzvahs aseh sheshochach harav, mitzvah aseh hei, mitzvah chamishis shenitztavinu shenotzo keshenotzo al ir, when you laying siege to a city, laniach achas min haruchos b'li motzo, to leave the siege open on one side. She'im yiltz livroyach yielohem derech lonus mishon. Shenema v'yitzbu'u al midyon kashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Okay. V'doshu b'sifri hakifur misholesh v'choseh. That's his girsa. So Josh is Sifri, but the Pasuk says, Vitsovu, Kashet Sivashem. They did something, okay? But there's nothing there. In other words, the best you can say, Vitsovu, that they left three ruches open, but you don't know anything, okay? So he says, V'chein, Hogav, and you don't really know that this Sifri is a Pirush Makom, you don't know anything, correct? V'chein kosov harav b'chibur ha'gado b'hilchos loch milchos il milcham oiseyem. Perek vav aloch ha'zayim. Okay? So let's see perek vav aloch ha'zayim. The Ram and perek vav aloch ha'zayim. Listen to this chapa. Kishetzorim al ir l'tofso ein makif no yisrael me'av ruchay sel ela mishol yisruchays. U'manichin mokum levoyrach לבויריח ולכל מי שיצא לימולת על נפשי שנאמו ויצבעו, אוקיי, זה לא של סיפור, right? ויצבעו על מדיון כאשר ציבה השם אס מוישה מפי השמועה, הוא לא מפי השמועה?
פירוש מקובל.
פירוש מקובל, זה לא של רם משנה תורה. מפי השמועה לימדו שביקח ציבורו, or that the Pirush Mekubal is that there's a tzivui, and the Rambam doesn't count it in minyan mitzvahs, and that's what Ramban says on Bereishis. You quote it in Mishneh Torah, and maybe he's if you look at Rambam Shitasa in Pirush Mekubal, you have everything. So when I was first told this Baal Peh before I saw Loshen inside, I said maybe the Rama means that this is Paka. It's not the Minyan Mitzvah of Paka. But and the truth is, I said it, and I found the Meshech Chochma says it. Okay? He didn't say Paka, you know what I mean. But I think it's a mistake. Okay? Because, first of all, this is both the Mitzvah, Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes Mitzvah. Okay? Because the Rama says Stam. Okay? Now, no matter what it is, there's no separate mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvah Mechemes Rishus and no separate mitzvah of Mechemes Mitzvah. See, had there been a mitzvah Mechomo, you could say this is Paka, okay? But there's no such mitzvah, so you can't have a Paka Estam in the middle of nowhere. If you had a Paka, it's the Paka is because it's there's a Yechida Achas Meshulem Mitzvah Shlemo, right? But if you don't have a mitzvah, you don't have a Yika Mitzvah, you don't have a Paka. So I thought the Pshat and Rambam should be Kach Tzivor, da steht Rambam. The Chapir should be Kubo, that is a Tzivui. Or that the Pshat and Mikra is that it's a Sipur. And it's not in Minyan HaMitzvahs. So I started off with a drash that he makes, because you can't make a Pirush Mekubal. See, the question is major. See, it's a major thing you have to ask yourself. See, you can't make a Pirush Mekubal into a drasha, okay? So if you have a drasha, he's doing this two steps over here. If you have a drosha, it can't be a drosha d'raisa. Okay. And if it's a pirush makubal, it is a pirush makubal, but it's not minyan mitzvahs. And that's an amazing thing, because the pshuto shel mikra. So you know, I only do
what does
one
the pshuto
mikra
mean?
Okay. So I asked the Rambam. Okay. So it comes out an amazing thing here. Okay. This is amazing. Okay. Because what you have over here, okay, is it simui deraisa? Not in minyan mitzvahs. Shebekach tzivo. It can't be in minyan mitzvahs because the pirush makubal is not a pirush. It can't be says in the pshuto shel mikra in order to put you in minyan mitzvahs. It's like it's almost like the world went wild. But I think this is pshat in Rambam, because I don't think you say the pakka, or you can say tzorchin Rambam. But I think that's what I would say. Okay? That I thought was major. Now we'll go next step. Next step is, however, in the second case over here, there you have an haschola, because it's a haschola of seret and here. The Makoimoy, okay? Because it says, Kmoshe Ebayim Makoimoy. That's Mitzvah Leisus Emen Hei. He shees hirnu me'asui seret b'vsarenu. Kmoshe yase uibde avud zoro. Vohu omroi yis'ala loisus gredudu. Now, Ukfar Omru, that's what you want me, Shebichlau Lav Zeh, Bichlau. It's not the Lav, it's only Bichlau, because it's only a Drosha, as you remember. Not the Galat. Bichlau Lav Zeh. Gamkei, O Ashoro, Me Piluga Dibo, Umachlekes Harabi. The Omroi lois is greater than lois asu agudis agudis. Avo gufe de ko, he's not a steer to gufe de ko. You can have a drosha, which is steer to gufe de ko. Okay. But you can't have, and it's still going to be a drosha deraisa. But you can't have a drosha, which is steer to pshuto shel mikra, in terms of the Yudalit Shoshim, that makes our toughest Musa. Okay? The Tesherish says Sibui, Teresh says Sib, it's a Sibu in Teresh Aloshin, can't be a mitzvah. Okay? That's a major thing.
Can you say this point again?
I'm going to explain more why this Trosh is a Dreisdik Trosh. It's Bechlau, okay? It's against Pshuto shel Mikra, because Pshuto shel Mikra says that it's Seret. It's not Agudas Agudas. But since the Drosha with the Kalim of Drash, okay, and it's not Seiser, the Yudalit Shoshim, it could be Nichlau in Ashor. It's not the Ashor itself, because it can't be Ashor itself anyway, because the Ashor has to be Pshuto shel Mikra. Here, he says, Zekein Drash, as opposed to the other Loshin, Derch Drash. Derch Drash, it's very fine hairs, but here it's very clear, well, the Derch HaDrash, because when he calls Derch HaDrash, here he calls a Tofas Musa. Correct?
So this is a real Drash.
Right. And that's why you'll find that this Malki is by Seret. But there's no Malkis by Agudas Agudas for Machlekes. And the pshat is because Malkus, as he's saying, Cherish Tishi has to do with Shuto Shel Mikra.
So the Shem B'Maisa.
Even if there'd be a mice of jumping up, I don't know whatever it is, I don't think that's the issue. Because he says, in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, Hasuret Tzchita Achas Al Meis Loike, in Perek Yud Beis, in Halacha Yud Beis, in Yud Dalet. Shenema V'Seret L'Nefesh Lo Yisitnu B'Bsolom, B'Bsalchem. וכולי, בכלל הסור הזה, שלא יהיו שני בוטי הדינים בעיר אחס, זה נוהי כמינג זה, וזה נוהי כמינג אחי. I don't know if that's a דובר שאין בוי מייסה. This מייסה מסוים לצורוב, I don't even know if it exists. Yeah. I want you to know, לא יסוב דם, I don't know if the פשט נרמם, if you would assume, I'm going to resolve when I said it, I'm all, I don't know if we're saying that, okay? I don't believe it, okay? But it's not negated to anything. Okay? Because, you know, okay, good. Okay, because he ends up saying that Hanoah is not a Maisa Muslim, but you get Malkus for Hanoah if it's the Galav. So that's not, okay, good. But say that I'm not getting involved in that. In Avodah Zorah or whatever. Okay, but say okay. Now, Shadova Zegoyim the Machlekis, Gedoylo, Shenem Lois Iskaididu, Lois Sagudus Agudus. Okay? Hilchos Sanhedrin. Call Loisa Seper Gutes al Rodala, Shemateo Shein Bohen Kolokos Lomisa, Mrs. Besden, Shalokan Alain Kuf Samachas, Elohain, a servant Alamis. Is Malkus only for us all, it's Futu Shal Mikra. I'm not for this. I'm not getting involved in Goyim Machlekes. What does he want? I have this Nogay Tamem Hey, okay? And the discussion. But this is what's going on. So it's Mamish Major. In terms of the interrelationship, but the Ramban can't do this. Because the Ramban shita is that there's no stira between Torah Shebiksav and Pshuta Shul Mikra and Torah Shebal Peh. And Ein Mikra Yotzen the Pshuta means that this is also a Pshat. And there's a Pshat, a Pnimi, Pshat, a Chitzaini. So you can't sell the Ramban Nishtikul Torah. Therefore, Vitzavu should not be in Minyan. So he actually counts it. In the Binyan HaMitzvahs.
He gives Malkus for...
I'm not getting involved in that. I don't know. I'm not getting where he gives Malkus. We don't know, according to Ramban, what the relationship Malkus will get that Sherish test. I'm not involved in that. But he counts Vitzovu in Binyan HaMitzvahs without a problem. Okay? Okay. This I thought was major. I'm sorry to spend so much time on it. But I said to myself, this is important. Okay? And that's why I didn't want, I was going to go on and decided, but once this is, you know, it's a very major thing. Someone came in to davening Friday night, and someone accosted me, what's the pshat? Why is this a Minyan HaMitzvahs? So I said, okay, here we go. Next. Now we're moving on. Says Kamo Shabbat Mokoymoy. Nichleles tachas. It's not the lab. This is very meduyik in what he says over here. He's basically saying over the shtikl teirin men loisas emem hey. It's not the ikar lab, but it's nichnas ze kavonet zeis nichleles tachas lab sheni kmo shevayim mekayimai. And he's contrasting the two. See, the odd thing is in mitzvahs as loisas emem hey. He says v'chein, which gives you impression of the same thing. And here, he's clearly contrasting the two. Okay? You know, you want to say pshat in that, I'll leave it to you, but I think we're okay now. Next! Okay? Next. Now, next. V'ein shom dova. Now, let's move on. V'ein shom dova she's by lecho. Boy, he left out, but the word hevdo probably. Hevdo, hashlila menas holo. Zulas in your mama. So I think this maima again, it means the teres haloshin, the way it's formulated, teres haloshin. But I don't know. It's the context or the bitui that you know what kapach dot in yoni a bituyim. I don't know if that's the issue of the bituyim. I would say, because he's really referring back to Teres HaLoshen. Avoloi min amila. I don't know what he wants exactly. Avoloi min amila. You can't for the word. Why? As I told you, here we're talking about Loshen HaMikra. It doesn't make a difference about Loshen of the Matik Yashmur, right? But it happens to be the same, but that's not of interest to us. V'hi milas loy, v'itzach hama'ayin, shetilo havona b'inyan ha'ma'ama. He has to look at this and decide how the Teres HaLoshen works over here. Shu yasi b'kalis ezelav, hu shlila, v'ezelav hu azor. What's important is the word lav applies both to shlila and azor. But the question is, you don't talk about lav in b'inyan ha'mitzvahs, you talk about aloysaseh. Even though Loshen Gemara Makis there in Reb Simloy is talking about Lavim, so I'm not getting involved in that. But the text of Lois HaSeh is not in the Kisvayat. We say that even though you might find it in the, no, we'll see. That's not, I spoke about this one. Mash v'ezi b'ma shiktanu bi'uloi. And he said, I already said over the Teres HaLoshen to the Din, that the Nosu and the Nisei, the Sipur, when it's over Heisig, you know, because here's the Chova. So it's certainly in Tzavu, it's certainly a Sipur. It's Ova! Correct? It's a Sipur. You have everything, correct? Ukfa Uru, or Yeiru. The different translation would be the same thing about this. I don't know if it makes a difference. Aleim Asholem, who are they? Or the Matiki Ashmur, Al Hoinyin Hazir. Okay. So what are we talking about? Inyin Hazir, here's the important thing. We're talking about the Rambam is saying that the Matiki Hashmur were working with Teres HaLoshen, okay? And then you can understand whether something is alive as a Shlila or as Chora with the Teres HaLoshen. Otherwise, the word, the sentence isn't correct. This is very important, so, because what's happening is amazing, okay? Before with the other amazing things that are going on here. I don't know how far we'll get. For who? Bima vuhu shematsanu lohem mimachlikis shenofla beinehem belav min alavim imu shlilo oazhola. Now I just want to go through it fast. I just want to show you what happened over here. And this is amazing. And then we'll see exactly how the words fit in with every word. Okay. Imu shlilo oazhola. Correct? There's one lav. And there's a machlekes in the Matiki Hashmur where there's shlila ashor. Okay. Bu amroi is ale, chatas oif, umolok es reishay mimulopo b'lo yavdil. Sheatane didan, bu hu hamedabe b'loshen ha-mishnah, I guess medabe b'loshen ha-mishnah is ki'ilu astam mishnah, or quoting the mishnah, I'm not sure what he wants. He speaks in the loshen ha-mishnah, medabe b'loshen ha-mishnah. Seve, she's an asshole. At the Tane says it's an asshole. Ulchein Omer im Hibdil Posel. Now here is something very important. Ulchein Omer im Hibdil Posel, because they go together. The Aveira and the Psul go together. This will be for later, okay? V'yischai l'fize, she'alav hazeh mitzis lo'isaseh, she'ahai k'shehibdil horoish, we'll see about that, Posel. I don't know exactly why he has to go over the issue of Posel. I don't know what he wants from this more. Okay? I don't know, you know, he's saying the same thing over again. I'm not sure what's the moisture over here. Kamo ilu hiklif sol dvash, which should be very, very, very important. Okay? But I don't know if I'll get to it today. Ilu hiklif sol dvash. Okay. This is the important part. Since it's not an ashola, therefore there's no psul. So to this point, we understand what he's calling things, okay? Correct? Right?
What were you thought? What's the shlila?
Shlila means ain't tzorach l'avdil. Does he v'lo ya'avdil means he doesn't have to be ma'avdil. Okay? You see, something strange happens over here. Okay? First of all, you have to ask yourself, is he quoting the blood of Shimon just to tell you the machlokes about shlila? What's it doing to Teyus HaLashon? What happened over here? Because the whole discussion about Teyus HaLashon, correct? And then, if all he wanted to do is prove that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is chilek on the Tana Didan, the Tana Medaber Lashon Mishnah, he should stop right over here. Then he says, V'hikshu, al maima hazeh, means maima hazeh dvorim elu, it means on Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, on his Hashtikul Teira, correct? V'omroi, if you accept Rabbi the Shmati of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, okay. Why is he calling this? Will it do anything? The kills much from the pasuk. Had it not been much from the pasuk, that's the way you would have interpreted. Now listen to the next line, and we'll get back and see everything. Because you have to see the whole thing, okay? And he's very careful, we'll get back to this later, to the second half of the Gemara, which claims that Avashi B'chal is chaser from the whole thing, and the Rambam B'chal is no chazor here, because he only quotes the first half, leaves it out. You can't have a chazor in the Gemara Avashi and not quote it, okay? Hine, this, now listen again. Kva his boyer, he may inyan hamama loimdim im hushlilo ashola. He's done something amazing, okay? What he just did, he's explaining why he's quoting the second half of the Gemara of Avashi Nikshu. And he's explaining everything that happened. And he's saying something amazing, you know. I just don't get it, okay? What I think he's saying is that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon has a different approach to Teyus HaLashon. And the machlokes over here is how to approach language, okay? And since the machlokes is how to approach language, so the Gemara Rav Ashi quotes psukim and discusses an issue about how to approach language, and you're learning the law is in that fashion, so why do you do the same thing in Lo Yichasenu? And it answers something else. But what it means is an amazing thing. You know, he starts off the Shurish quoting linguistics and all languages in general, and ki'ilu, they're clothing about languages and what command is in language. And he quotes this Arabist, Al-Farabi, the ki'ilu, such a thing, you know. And there's a positive command, a negative command, and he tells you how to go about knowing it. And a Tana could come and say, no, I have a different approach to language. And that's what's going on. Because you see something, you'll notice something amazing. Let's see, before I'm just getting, I'm not doing anything, I'm just trying to explain the words before we try to go with the nitty gritty over here. Don't you find it amazing? What he's doing is, he explains, who does he explain? He explains the laws of Shiva, he doesn't explain the Tana de Masnisa. There's no problem. But there's no explanation, just the raya from the fact that it's possible that he learns the Ashola. But you don't know why. So the answer is, you don't need an explanation. From Teyus HaLashon that we know, which the Rambam has postulated, there's no issue. It's an Ashola. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who's now been Mechadish Nuklolim, and it has to be Nuklolim, because he says, Hine kva his boy ki me'in ha-ma'amah loimdim im shlilo azo. How can it be in a maimo? He's trying to prove his point that you use linguistics to decide whether it's a shlilo or not. He's proving it from the Gemara's discussion of Rav Shimon. So if you're going to tell me the discussion of Rav Shimon is not a discussion about linguistics, you're basically bankrupt. Okay, now, there's a lot of lum that's going on besides that, but this is the point. And I would have said, this is impossible. If there's such a thing as Teres HaLoshen, what are we saying? The Loshen HaKedesh has different kolim in other languages, and it's not the same. He's arguing about kolim in languages in general. You know, you have no clue of what Blessed Rav Shimon is doing. But that I'm not interested. He doesn't see from the Gemara. He has different kolim in Shalom HaYisrael. Okay. He's interpreting the Gemara. Okay. That it's not a svar about something, as some of the Rishonim say, we'll see. But it's mamish, a question about Teres HaLoshen. It's not a question about Teres HaLoshen. And if the Gemara is chizah from this, of Ashi, there's nothing to talk about. Okay? This is the major thing with the Gaitos. Now we have to go in nitty gritty. What does he want with Posel? What does he want with HaLosh? What does he want with Solon Dvash? What's going on? What's there? You know? But that is important, okay? To understand what the Rambam's saying. But the thrust of this argument over here, this is what it is. The thrust of the argument is that Rav Blazi, it's interesting, hello, when he talks about this, or he talks about Kikhupasa, or he talks about, right, or he talks about now, Kilu, Eilana, Michet Mishvabobas, Kasha Yoko Mishare, all the discussions before, okay? He doesn't quote any machleik because there's no issue about it, okay? We have to know exactly that. I'm not getting involved in Chut Rav Shimon Yochai, but there's no issue, okay? He's just pointing out the Teres HaLoshen, which I know, which fit in all the Shainis, work here. What he's doing is an amazing thing. He sets up a Teres HaLoshen for all languages, and he says Loshen HaKadosh it applies to, and then he ends up saying there's a machlokes tanoim about this, and he doesn't tell you where does Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon stand in this, he doesn't tell you, but he just says that he's working with Teres HaLoshen, and that's the important thing, and that's mamish amazing. I find this amazing, okay?
The Tanakam is not working with Teres HaLoshen?
He is, that's what I told you before. The Tanakam, you don't need it because the Teres HaLoshen is set up before. It's basically, it's not a sipur, there's no nosu in noise, and Shalom HaYisrael, it's a lav. You have no problem, you don't have to explain anything. He's just proving that's the proper conclusion, that's what he's saying, because he says it's possible. You don't need an explanation, but you need an explanation of Rav Shimon, because he's coming with new rules to the game. Okay. And I never would have said that, but it's very clear from this line that that's what he's saying. Now, I just want to tell you something, okay? This is a word, alchlam, okay? And Rav Chaim Heller also interprets it, maima. But Kapach interprets it, dvorim. Okay? So I don't know, you know, which one is better, but what it means, it's the Teichen Dikduki Akra for the Teres HaLoshen. Because you're going to say the Maima is the Maima of Blazer Rav Shimon, then the whole thing is off. Because now he's trying to do something about Teres HaLoshen, not in terms of Matiki HaShmur, that they have Kabbalah, so they say something. Okay. And he's also quoting in Rav Elazar Rav Shimon that he's working with Teres HaLoshen. In other words, Rav Ashi's kasha is no kasha. If Kiilu Rav Elazar Rav Shimon would be coming and saying that he has a kabbalah as a pirush makubul, Kiilu oto, that's the pshat in the posik. That it's ain't tzorach l'havdol. You don't ask a kasha about bala from lo yichasenu.
He says, I see from this kashya, and I see from the whole discussion of the Gemara, the issue is Teres HaLoshen. And that's major.
Okay? Correct? So these, I think, are two important points. Now, we'll try to do the mop-up, and it's not going to, I want to apologize, I'm not going to finish today. We'll pick up next week in Metz Hashem and finish it off, but let's just get started, okay? I don't know if I'm going to even ask all the kashas. We'll see exactly what's happening, okay? We're ready? Now, okay. I'm not getting involved in this. This is Machlokes Rishonim, where the Havdolah, the Issa Havdolah, is Havdolah Simonim or Havdolah Sogosh. Okay? The Rambam says that it's Sogosh. Okay? And we get involved, we show you back and forth, he just says that they're Chagavdik. Shari, Shehid del Hogosh! Posa. Okay? Then, the Rambam has done something major. Okay? The question is, what's the psul of Hidil Chatasari? The Rambam says the psul is the Ma'is Avera. Because the psul is not the Ma'is Avera, how can he prove that the Tanakhama learns that it's an Ashara from the fact that it's possible? Okay? They're always showing him that the psul is not because of the Maisa Vera, but the psul is because Maisa Ela Bechatos, or the psul of Maisa Chatos Ba'ila, Maisa Ela Bechatos. It's a whole different story, nothing to do with the Maisa Vera. Okay. Now, in context of that,
why is Sor and Devash? It's not a Maisa
Vera. 1 second. What are you talking about? Sor and Devash, the lab. You want me to talk about that now?
No,
I want you to know. I'm going to get into that. You're going to see. I want you to know when I tell you all the kashas, and I want to tell you what I want to say. There's a lab, ki chol Sor, v'chol Devash, lo satiru men Yisrael Hashem. And just in terms of poshut shat, the Ram says ki, so it means the poshut, the thing that's poshut, is that the Averis Halav of Sol Dvash is a Pesel. And he says the same way that the Averis Halav of Sol Dvash is a Pesel, the Averis Halav of Lo Yavdil is a Pesel. That's what he's trying to do over here, okay? We'll have to see what that means and how it fits the Mishnah Torah. But that itself is going to be a thing, okay? That's what he said over here, okay? Now, let's go a little bit further. Let's just finish reading it. Now, this boy gam came. She'omroi lo yavdil mitzis lo yisaseh lefi ma she'omro ha-mishnah. Umikan yisboye she'omroi bo'oris ha'oif v'shisa oisai b'chnofo lo yavdil. Ein royal of noise. There the Voloyavdil is ein royal of noise. Ki hu shlila. V'divrei hakol. There's no machlekes about it. Ein tzoch. V'im hivdil kosher. Ki kevan she'oma b'ilis behema. V'nasata. V'nitach oisoy l'nsochov. Koye oila aladas, she oilis oiv gam kain, vishisa is mikhanofa, that has to be complete. Nituach. Ulchein oma, inu tzoch lahavdil, ele yishase bovad. Vim hivdil kosher, kmoshi is boi mukhlema. That's an important thing, because in the Rambam, he can't imagine if Hivdil is possible, that shouldn't be allowed. Correct? Okay. So here, we're bankrupt. Okay? You know why we're bankrupt? Because there's a Tana in the Bryce in Teres Kohanim. V'shisa is v'knof v'lo yavdil. yochol that it should be possible Talmud Loima. How did that happen? What's going on here? And that's the problem. It's in Sifra. Dibur din Dovo, Parsha Zayin, Peri Tes, Alochavo, Volo Yavdil, Yochol im Hivdil Poso, Talmud Loima, Vihiktir. Vihiktir. Agzeris Akosu. So it means without the Xeris of Vihiktir, attack would have been possible. So L'chayit Xeris Akosu is not saying to reinterpret the Pasuk and to say that it's not alive. L'chayit Xeris Akosu is telling you that even though it is alive, if the Pasuk means alive, this still doesn't pass them. Even Hikteh, Yochafopi, Shemokal, Misakin, Talmud Loima Oise. Magwe is Lahakshib Abdullah, Nifsa Malika. Okay, say it. Machur. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, Dirayim counts Vishisa Isa Beknof of Loyavdo in Minyan Amitzis, and so does the Bahakin. But the amazing thing is that the Reim quote the Teres Kohanim is a Raya. It's a laugh. Listen to this, okay? It's his argument. Lo Yavdil, Sheif Yireim, Shin Yutes, Fus Yoshin Shinayin Vov. Lo Yavdil, he's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shelo Lahavdil, Biril Yisroiv. Dichsiv Lo Yavdil. Bepashas, Vayikom, Vishisa, is Bechanof, Lo Yavdil. Okay, I think counts both of the Lo Yavdil as one lap, I'm not getting involved in that, okay. V'tanya, B'teres Kohanim, Otaraye. Vishisa, is Bechanof, Lahachshio, So what does he want? He's not telling you Baptist and Lakuti DSMS. He's saying, oh God, that since it's a Habamin, it's possible, it must be alive. The Hikti is only Takamakshi, even though it is alive. And it counts as Minyan Mitzvahs. In Minyan Loisa Seshalikin Aleim, Samuches, Bichnofov lo yavdil. And I'm not getting involved, you can look up yourself. The Malbim is mayor on this problem. In Vayiko Pashas, Vayiko Miketa Aleph, Oisadi Na'olais, he goes back to the Sifra and goes to this whole issue. Okay? We don't know Rashi, who seems to say that the psul is because of Shinui in Maisa in Havdolah, okay, in Lo Yavdil by Chatas Oy, okay, he's doing Maisa Oy Lebchatos. We have to ask yourself, is there taka psul of Maisa Oy Lesbehema in an Oy Lesoy that you need exerts Chosim Machshe? Because, see, if there's no such thing, then Lechera. You don't know how the Rishonim interpret, you know, the whole issue of Shinui. Because they're learning it Shinui. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that either. Okay? So that is what we have. Because Rashi says in Zavochim Samach, Zavochim and Aleph, Ein Zavoch Lahavdil, Hilkochim Hivdil, Lav Shinui Hu. Okay? So that needs work, and you have to know about that. Okay, now, next point here. I just want to ask you some kashas, and I'll just start asking kashas. I guess I'll pick it up next week and start asking kashas again. But here we go. Reading the Rambam over here, it's a double push to the Rambam here in Sherish Ches. That the Averis of love of soul Dvash is a poiso. Because had it not been a poiso, how can he use this as the marshal for Lo Yavdil and to show you that the Averis of love
that the psu is a raya that is a lav, correct? Otherwise, you know what we're talking about. There, Chaga. Just before we get involved, just show me, you know, to take the briskin, the kachim, and the briskirov, this and that. Listen to this briskirov. Okay? A briskirov menachas, he doesn't quote Ram over here. There's no mention of this Ram. I don't know who quotes this Ram, but you'll see. I mamish did a lot of work on this, and we'll see what happens. The Pia Shmuel menachas, nun zayin lebeis. Bogamba, behuchas yisui mizbeach. Peg beis. Perik Hayaloch Abeis. Kosav, Nofal Mehem, Koshu, Bikteris Nifsla. Hikti men of Echel Loikas. Okay. A Koshuhu of Saul, Dvash, fell into Kteris, and Hikti is like, but so Chim, the Mai Timer, Nifsla Kteris. So ain't ze el din di osa lahaktiro machmas aso vadvashebo. Vi otu im yakriv ho emurim besol obidvash yislu? Would any in the right mind say if you machte emurim besol dvash is yislu? Okay. Tzorchil. He ends up tzorchil. Okay. So I only ask you just to get started. L'chera, the Ram seems to be saying this. Okay? Otherwise, I kosher kid, I can't read what he's talking about. Okay? This is not a kasher from a kashnikar. You know, the poshe pshat, there's no other way to say pshat in the words of the Rambam. Because he's using this kilu as the marshal. This is kilu the dugmo that we know there's a psul. Okay? That is one. Now I'm gonna start with the kashas, and the kashas are gonna come again and again and again. I don't know, I must have about 5-6 kashas pushing this. That's one, okay? The question is, when is the psu? B'shas da'aktoro or b'shas da'nefila? Because if the psu is the chteveis halav, and the chteveis halav is the chaktoro,
you're done.
Okay, so it has to be b'shas da'aktor. So, perik hey, halacha aleph, and basically we start kind of pick all these kashas up again if you like next week, from the beginning. So, udvash lineda, asum legavim mizbeach, v'isuam b'kol shehem, shenemo ki chol se'ol chol dvash lo sabtiu, ve'eno chayiv, v'goyim, ve'eno chayiv, Eli Miktirun ima Korban or Lishem Korban. Okay, the same. That's the Biyakhtor's Korban. The Echor Amakti Atzmoy, Atzmon, the Sod Vash by themselves, or Yamakti Talu Boyson, Shalan Loika, are called Echor Mehem Bifne Atzmoy. Buchuli. Nofa Kol Shuhu Bikteres Nifsalo. Vim Hiktim Imena, the Echor. Very strange.
It's Nifsalo first.
Yeah. Nifsalo. No. V'im hiktim imeno behecho loike. Hecho, what are you talking about hecho? You call him his behechapim. What is he talking about hecho? What does he want? V'ein haktor puchim prusamit gezayis. So the Rambam didn't mention Mishneh Torah b'chlal psul of Sor Dvash, and that's where Biskilov is coming from. Next. So L'chera, and he doesn't quote the psul. He doesn't quote the psul in Halacha Aleph, which is talking about the Isa, Haktor. He quotes the psul in Bakteres in Halacha Beis. This is very strange. It was due to my Savera. Next. L'chera, there's a lav. Of Leisalu, we have to understand how this works. What are you getting Malkus for? If the Ketelis is possible, and you Makter on Mizbeach HaPnimi, so what's the Malkus for? For, because the whole idea is you Makter a Korban. There's nothing.
Zlochera, it's Loisala, Ktezora, Ulumincha, Vomolumin, Ulumincha, Venesically Siskolov. So, no, I wasn't talking about some of Zlochera. So, what are you going on? On the other hand, that's the case. What does it do with Yisuri Mizbech? Why is the Rambam quoting it over here? Okay? That's enough to the questions. It's what I think Dabba Mishem, and that's the Mishem pick next week. But that's just to give you an idea of what we have in front of us.